Iowa doesn't have much going for it.
If you go out and you look, go in the country and you can see the old barns falling down, that could pretty much be a metaphor for this town.
For Jim Roy, Searsboro is home. But in the time he's lived here, the only employer, the grain elevator, closed its doors. A fire forced the only restaurant out of business. An embezzlement scandal in the local government left the town broke. The only thing that was keeping this community of about 150 people together was its small post office. But now that is scheduled to close in late September.
It's just something we're seeing in America right now, that in small towns especially, with the way the recession has hit us.
Retired Army veteran and Searsboro resident Dave Phipps agrees.
It's going to pot. I mean, just nothing happening anymore.
In fact, Searsboro is not officially a town. Not anymore. Residents, including Dave Phipps, voted earlier this year in favor of disincorporating.
We wasn't getting anywhere the way we was going.
Even though less than one-third of the town's population voted, most residents say the loss of the post office sealed Searsboro's fate.
A lot of people wanted to keep it. They wanted to keep the post office open. It formed a sense of our community.
A post office is very, very important to a small rural community, and it was very important to the people of Searsboro.
They have had a series of unfortunate events.
Deb Cullum Calderwood is the executive director of Poweshiek Iowa Development, also known as POW I-80. The organization promotes economic development in Poweshiek County, Iowa, where Searsboro is located. The county had 8 incorporated towns. It's now down to 7.
The incorporated areas that have more services to offer their residents seem to be growing and sustaining, whereas the really small communities really struggle.
Searsboro's residents faced increasing local taxes coupled with decreasing services. They voted to disincorporate, partially to get help from the state and county governments to fix what is left of the community.
Streets were a big issue for them. It's hard to, when you have just such a limited tax base to pull from, it's hard to make, for small communities to make those infrastructure improvements.
Though Searsboro's 135-year history seems at an end, Dave Phipps plans to stay.
I don't know if it'll be on the map anymore, but it'll always be here. I mean, people love living here.
The problems in Searsboro will not be isolated, as the U.S. Postal Service looks at more ways to trim its $10 billion deficit. More small towns across the United States could face similar cuts. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Searsboro, Iowa.